5th. I'm Brent Helen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The nonprofit Social Advocates for Youth has turned to slashing jobs in a desperate attempt to stay afloat financially. The organization announced earlier this year that they needed to raise $1 million to stay open and mounted a campaign. It is not known how much they raised. According to the Press Democrat, about 10 employees, including the chief of operations, have been let go. At its peak, SAY had over 300 employees. They're down to about 60 now. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors has voted to temporarily extend a ban on removing 31 species of native trees for at least 4 more months. The move gives them more time to adopt permanent rules around which trees can be cut down and what mitigation measures apply when they are. The ban applies to unincorporated areas of the county and does allow for exceptions. The measure will be addressed again at the end of May. The man killed last Saturday afternoon when he lost control of his vehicle and flipped it on Highway 101 has been identified. 74-year-old Thomas Wayne Powell of Cotati rolled his SUV near Hamilton Parkway in Novato. He was the only person in the vehicle at the time of the crash. In sports, the Warriors beat the Atlanta Hawks 134-112. They'll play the Sacramento Kings today. And Jim Harbaugh is returning to the NFL following his national championship with Michigan. He'll take over as head coach of the Chargers. And your forecast today, areas of dense fog early, otherwise sunny, then nice for the afternoon with low 60s. Tonight, clear with more patchy dense fog by tomorrow morning. Lows in the 40s tomorrow, turning cloudy through the day. There is a chance of showers tomorrow night into early Saturday morning, then afternoon clearing on Saturday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Helen.
Meet Cheryl and Chuck. They've been the owners at Casey's American Kitchen on the Windsor Town Green for about a year now.
We bought the restaurant because it was a wonderful opportunity for the both of us and our young families. Dave and Kathy were looking to retire after many, many years of hard work.
And so they wanted to pass that hard work on to us.
Kathy wanted to see it go to long-term employees, so it was a great fit.
We know the business inside and out. We know our customers really well.
What's it like to eat at Casey's American Kitchen?
It's fun to eat at Casey's. It's not just a meal. It's an experience, and you're going to get some personality when you come in, for sure.
Yeah, you get to see us. You're greeted at the door with a smiling face, and you leave happy with a full belly.
Tell me about the menu.
There is
gravy.
Lots of gravy.
The gravy's good. We have a good homemade gravy.
Our menu is big,
yeah,
both in size and in scope.
Yep, there's something for everybody.
Casey's American Kitchen at the west end of the Windsor Town Green. Heated, pet-friendly outdoor patio.
Win big this January at Graton Resort and Casino. Drive home in a brand new Toyota Tundra in the $150,000 Tundra and Cash Giveaway. Saturday, January 27th. Drawings every hour, 6 to 10 p.m. Get a free entry into the up to $500,000 Good Fortune Slot Tournament. 40 winners at each tournament guaranteed. Every Thursday now through March 28th. Not yet a Graton Rewards member? Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Yeah.
Jazzy.
Just after 7 o'clock, the greatest songs of all time begin with Bobby Darin on Jazzy, 93.7 KJZY.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars. Sailing, shore. We'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea.
Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. With song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love. What good are words I say to you
they can't convey to you what's in my heart. If you could hear instead the things I've left unsaid, I only know what I know. The passing years will show you've kept my love so young.
The Pacific Coast Air Museum is fun for everyone to visit. It's a family-friendly, easily accessible, open-air museum right at the Sonoma County Airport, with over 35 historic aircraft on display and indoor exhibits, too. Bring your friends and family when they come to visit. There are lots of special events for kids and adults year-round, and the gift shop has a nice variety of aviation-themed gifts. The next time you need a venue for a party, reunion, meeting, or any type of event, remember, PCAM is available for all kinds of gatherings. You can set up under the Butler Hangar or mix and mingle among the aircraft. Either way, it will be a truly unique and memorable experience. Plenty of room for active children, docent-led tours are available, and there's a flight simulator available every Friday through Sunday. The Pacific Coast Air Museum is more than a museum. It's also a really cool place to hold your event. Find out more online at PacificCoastAirMuseum.org. PacificCoastAirMuseum.org.
You'd be so nice to come home to. Julie London has the greatest songs of all time continue on Jazzy 93.7 KJZY.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. Under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love.
Jazzy 93.7. KJZY, the greatest songs of all time. Prez Prado, Cherry Pink, and Apple Blossom White. And the Queen of Soul here on Jazzy.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
always been beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth I'd rather be. Let the time go by, I don't care if I can be here on the street where you live. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth I'd rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can't be here on the streets where you live.
Is dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although your many million dreams away, each night I'll say a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my
Morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 25th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A very ambitious project will go before the City of Santa Rosa's Design Review Board tonight. Developers are hoping to build almost 800 housing units on a 35-acre parcel sandwiched between Lance Drive and Guerneville Road. It would include 672 apartments, 100 single-family residences, retail, parking, a clubhouse, and pools. Supporters note its location, close to Cottingtown, schools, and the SMART train. Opponents say the scope is too big. Lance Drive is a very narrow residential street. and traffic on Guerneville Road is already impacted. The Santa Rosa Police Department is trying a new tactic to try and locate missing people. They are turning to Facebook. The department is now posting information about individuals and their last known locations in the hopes that someone out there might have seen them and can help locate missing loved ones. So far, they've uploaded the profiles of five people considered missing. You can view them on the police department's Facebook page. Old Adobe Preschool in downtown Sonoma needs help. $40,000 worth of help, or it may be forced to close this Friday. According to the Index Tribune, the school needs to pay payroll taxes and teacher salaries. And without an influx of cash, it will run out of money and be forced to cease operations. The school has about 30 students and has been in operation since 1980. In sports, the Warriors beat the Atlanta Hawks 134-112. They'll take on the Sacramento Kings today. And your forecast today, areas of dense fog early, otherwise sunny and nice with low 60s. Tonight, clear early with more patchy dense fog by morning and lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy through the day, low 60s. There is a chance of showers tomorrow night into very early Saturday morning. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
There are lots of people you could call for your tree care needs.